Hello and welcome to the very first podcast episode from Beauty and the Mum. And today is going to be focused solely around a very special day. That is today, the 10th of October. It is World Mental Health Day. So first of all, I just want to kick this thing off with a massive thank you for joining me on my podcast. It's all brand new, and to christen Beauty and the Mum's very first podcast appearance, I wanted to just start episode one with something incredibly important and also very close to my heart. So since it is World Mental Health Day, let's talk about mental health. The first thing that I really want to think about is what mental health struggles actually are. What do we mean? And what does it look like? Who has it? And how would we know if somebody is actually struggling? So one of the very simple answers to this question is that mental health struggles can look like anything. It's not a one-size-fits-all, and the more that I'm sitting here and thinking about this whole thing, the more blurred the borders actually seem. The way I look at it is that mental health conditions are not tangible, and we can't reach out and touch them. The sheer polysemic nature of mental health means that it can really branch out into so many different things. So, thinking about it, it can take a hold of people in different ways, whether it's in the form of anxiety, depression, schizophrenia, obsessive compulsive disorders, dementia, insomnia, overthinking, or bipolar, the severe highs followed by the even more severe and frightening lows. And the scary part about mental health conditions is that, unlike most other conditions, there's not a doctor on this earth who can take an x-ray, diagnose the issue, and fix it. So to help somebody who's struggling with their mental health to get better, the struggling person firstly needs to feel that they can actually talk about it. They need to feel that it's okay to speak about how they are feeling without any judgment. So if you think about it, any one of us will go to the doctor and admit that we're in physical pain. But why isn't it the same for mental pain? The very pain that can actually turn into the worst kind of pain for most of us. And many people will suffer alone and in silence because, let's face it, it is still to this very day to some level taboo. And this is why today, the 10th of October, it's such a highly important day because we need to keep talking to quite literally save lives. We need to continue to speak up and we need to keep working together to not only reduce the stigma surrounding mental health, but to work towards obliterating it entirely. Because for as long as this topic remains even mildly taboo, human beings will continue to suffer in silence, and it's that silence that will far too often kill. Okay, so going back a few years, looking back to 1992, the World Federation of Mental Health created what would be World Mental Health Day. In all, they did it with a view to advocate for mental health and to tackle the general ignorance surrounding the topic. They wanted to challenge some of the inhumane methods of treatment in certain areas of the world and the lack of funding in others. So 28 years ago, back then, the World Federation of Mental Health considered mental health to actually be a global crisis. And while they weren't entirely sure where they would go with this, they realised that they must act on a global scale. That says it all, really, doesn't it? And quite frankly, thank goodness they did. So I think it's fair to say that we've certainly come a long way in the last 28 years since 1992 in terms of developing and nurturing our understanding of mental health. And there are ways to measure this progress. For example, I personally measure it by comparing the language used on the television, in the newspapers and the internet, say 15 years ago, with what I'm seeing and hearing today. And it's reassuring actually to see that the stigmatising derogatory words that were once so loosely used, you know the kind of words I'm talking about, the highly derogatory, bonkers and deranged, psycho, schizo, loony or insane types of words. But I remember a time when these words were used just like any other words. However, I can say with absolute certainty that I've seen far less use of this derogatory, stigmatising language in relation to mental health conditions on the television and in the papers and, of course, on various social media platforms, I would say over this last decade. I can actually see a measurable difference in people's behaviours as we become and are still becoming more educated on mental health. I can see that we're clearly more compassionate towards one another and we're therefore more careful with our choices of language in general. But having said all of this, I do also feel and know that breaking the stigma surrounding mental health is still a work in progress. It's an uphill climb, although certainly levelling out a fair bit, but it isn't over yet. And this is why World Mental Health Day is such an important day of our year. It should be an important day to all of us because you never actually know when yourself or a loved one may fall victim to it. Now, I really don't want to say that I think that firefighting the stigma associated with mental health will always be a work in progress, because my hope is that one day we can all feel comfortable enough to discuss how we are feeling without the fear of being punished or judged. But while ever I'm hearing about the loss of life through suicide, I know that each and every one of us still have work to do. And unless we take the time to make that conscious effort to understand mental health, we could unintentionally be causing a great deal of harm to somebody. So while we're on the topic, alongside the stigma surrounding mental health conditions, why might a man or a woman avoid seeking help? So I can say, speaking from my own experiences, okay, I'll warn you, we're about to get a little bit personal now, but speaking from my own experiences, I know that I found it extremely difficult to be vulnerable. And in some of my deepest and darkest times, I came to realise that I'd actually been working harder on covering up my state of mind instead of actually opening up and talking about it, and therefore actually healing. And believe me, concealing my insomniated, anxiety-ridden mind felt like the greatest and never-ending uphill climb. For me, pretending to be okay sort of became a full-time job in itself, and I felt quite literally exhausted. I had a lot going on in my life and some tremendous pressures. I didn't know how to reach out, and this was all because I felt that my feelings may be misunderstood. I found it immensely difficult to be vulnerable in front of people, and allowing myself to be vulnerable, even sitting here and talking to you today about such sensitive things, has been a work in progress for me for many years now. I very mistakenly believed that my lack of ability to sleep at night and my racing anxious mind would somehow be perceived as a weakness. And that was something that I couldn't cope with. I was actually terrified, in fact, and I suffered for a long time when it really needn't have been that way. Vulnerability can be a scary thing in itself, but it's important that we're allowed to be vulnerable. And by more people opening up and allowing their vulnerability to shine through, this can only have the knock-on effect, demonstrating to others that it's okay to open up. You see where I'm going with this. And then we have the men. So if I have felt this way as a female, struggling to show my vulnerabilities to the world, then how are men supposed to have an open and honest conversation about mental health in a world where, for the most part, they're still supposed to be strong all the time? While we're on the topic of vulnerability and mental health, I feel it's important to remind our men of the world that it's okay to feel certain emotions. And the best thing that you can do to support one another is to simply ask the question, are you okay? Encourage each other to open up instead of just waiting and assuming that if the other male wants to talk, then he will. Encourage the conversation and listen without passing judgment. Make it okay to not be okay. And you never know, as dramatic as this may sound, it's an absolute fact that by doing this, by making it okay to be vulnerable, you might just save someone's life. That brings me on to attitudes, the dreaded topic of family. So attitudes and family, times do change. We evolve as human beings and our attitudes do and should change and grow for the better. When I think about it though, I in some ways actually feel quite emotional, because I know that when I look at the previous generations of my family, I can see that in the older members there is clearly a lack of understanding and empathy towards mental health. In a nutshell, they don't always seem to grasp it quite as easily as the younger generation managed to. And this is because when they were children, back in the day, as they always say, they were always told that you should just get on with things and not be a wet lettuce, as they put it sometimes. With certain family members of mine, it was all very much so the stiff upper lip attitude, sort of get on with it and bury your emotions. It's clear to me when I listen to them speaking sometimes that they are not always as sensitive towards mental health, and I can see that they didn't consider it to be such a serious issue in their day as we now know it to be today. So I felt this within my own family, and I also know that this will also play a part as to why at times I've hidden away from the world, because it was almost, I'm sure, unintentionally ingrained into me that feeling this way was perhaps not okay. And this is why, thank goodness, times do change, and they must. Our ideas surrounding certain things have to evolve, and we need to be sensitive towards one another. And actually, it makes me feel a bit sad talking about this right now, because I can feel that there's still work to be done. And I'm not just talking about the generation above me and the generation above them in my family. It's certainly not limited to just us. I'm extending this well past the parameters of my folks. Across every single border, I'm talking about the whole world. I can only say that if you want to do something to support and to help with mental health, but you might not be quite sure, or you're thinking, gosh, you know, I could do a sponsored run, but I'm terribly unfit and I can't do this or I can't do that, then there is one thing that you absolutely can do, and that is you can keep talking. Don't allow people to be isolated because they don't feel that they will be taken seriously. Do not let somebody be weighted down and shackled in their anxiety, all because it's still not okay to feel something, or because mental health and vulnerability is a weakness, when in actual fact, vulnerability is nothing but a strength. What I've come to learn in the past few years is that opening up to people and being honest about my feelings, it has actually been the most liberating thing that I could possibly have done. Not being ashamed and sharing what I considered to be my weaknesses has in many ways helped me to get that sleep at night. And believe me, there was a time I was quite literally a zombie, crying out for sleep that my busy mind wouldn't allow me to get. So it's World Mental Health Day 2020, and we're currently stuck in another global crisis, the coronavirus pandemic, that we did not see coming. And this year, people now more than ever need to feel supported. Mental health can cause a severe sense of isolation at the best of times, and now factor in a pandemic, and I'm sure for many, anxieties will be multiplied. So if you take only one thing away from this podcast, let it be kind, keep talking, and let's do everything that we possibly can to continue to break down the stigma surrounding mental health. I hope that you have a wonderful weekend, and if you're listening to this and you're feeling low, please talk to somebody. Likewise, if you're listening to this and you suspect somebody around you may be struggling, do reach out to them and offer a friendly ear. Keep in mind that mental health issues are not a one-size-fits-all. And remember, keep encouraging each other to talk. Speak to you again next time on Beauty and the Mum. With all the best wishes, have a lovely weekend. Take care.